Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant with these headlines. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating whether Atlanta's airport illegally used revenue to pay for lawyers. According to the AJC, the probe focuses on three law firms that were paid $7 million to respond to subpoenas in the ongoing Atlanta City Hall corruption probe. Some of that money came from airport funds. FAA regulations say airport revenue can only be spent on capital and operations expenses. This year, rainfall across Georgia is way above average. That's putting aging city sewer systems to the test, and many aren't up for the challenge. GPB's Cindy Hill reports.
Columbus, Macon, and Albany have experienced sewage spills this year, making some rivers unsafe for fishing, boating, and swimming. Since January, Albany's had 8 significant spills into the Flint. Gordon Rogers is the Flint Riverkeeper. He says city sewer systems can be overwhelmed by stormwater runoff.
The problem is the combination of the two. The solution is the separation. And if you're completely replumbing a city that's got all the buildings and all the pavement and all of that, it is a long, drawn-out, expensive process.
Albany is working on a plan to fix the problem, but they still have to figure out how to pay for it. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill.
In sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the New York Mets by a score of 4-2 yesterday. Atlanta still remains a half game behind Philly for first place in the division. The Mets and Braves will play again tonight at 7:10. Around half of Georgia's nursing homes don't have enough nurses, according to data from Medicare. Georgia Health News reports that facilities are required to have at least one highly trained RN on staff to supervise caregivers. Nearly 50% of Georgia's facilities are understaffed. The Georgia Healthcare Association, which represents the state's nursing homes, calls the data flawed and misleading. The Affordable Care Act mandated that Medicare track the data instead of relying on nursing homes to self-report. Middle Georgia history buffs are questioning the decision to destroy the final remains of a historic Milledgeville prison. GPB's Daniel McDonald reports.
The Georgia State Prison Farm is known as the site of the state's first electric chair, dubbed Old Sparky. It's also known as the place where Jewish prisoner Leo Frank was abducted, taken to Marietta, and lynched. He was later cleared of killing a child. Filmmaker Edwin Atkins is producing a documentary about the prison. He says Baldwin County is destroying something that can never be replaced.
You just can't negate how important this is in Georgia's history. It wasn't the responsibility of the local county to take it down.
The county says the building, which is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, is dangerous and too expensive to repair. For GPB News, I'm Daniel McDonald in Milledgeville.
The Atlanta Hawks are filling more than 900 new jobs inside the newly renovated Phillips Arena. According to the AJC, positions will range from housekeeping and guest services roles to security and wait staff. The organization plans to participate in a job fair at Georgia State and other job fairs during the coming weeks. Phillips Arena has received nearly $200 million worth of upgrades.